Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 5th of June. I'm Paul White, and we're walking through Galatians verse by verse. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And as I said, as we were leaving, going off yesterday, the fulfill the law of Christ statement deserves its own podcast. I felt it was probably best to take a moment and talk about what might Paul mean when he says this, because this is a bit of an unusual phrase, especially when you consider that Paul has been talking about the law in very negative terms in the book of Galatians. I mean, you don't have to dig deep backwards from where we are to find that Paul really has an issue with the law in regards to your righteousness. For instance, if you just go back to the early part of chapter 5, where Paul warns against circumcision and says, if you do this, then you're estranged from Christ, you're cut off from him, and you're seeking to be justified by the law. He says, if you seek to be justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. So for Paul, it's pretty serious business to start invoking the word law. So then to take this second verse of chapter 6, where he says, bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ, I think the fact that he's worked so hard against law for your righteousness could be the reason why he contrasts law with this unusual phrase, the law of Christ, because the law of Christ would indicate that Christ is the centerpiece of that law versus your ability to do good and your righteousness, which the listener, the reader, had made at the centerpiece of the Mosaic law. Let me say that better. When Israel began to keep the law for righteousness, they took the law and put at its center their ability. Whenever Christ becomes our righteousness, Christ is at the center and he becomes our ability. So to contrast two different kinds of law, I think Paul takes the Mosaic law. He even calls it the covenant of Sinai in Galatians 4. He says you can't be justified by it. If you try to be justified by it, you fall from grace, you're estranged from Christ. Then he contrasts that with a law he calls the law of Christ. I think he calls this the law of God, or maybe similar to that in Romans 7. But these are laws living on two different planes, living in two different realms. You could even say that in Paul's flesh versus spirit argument of Galatians 5, he has now rounded that out in Galatians 6. Galatians 5, we have walking in the flesh, which is, as we've said many times before, walking according to the performance of the law, versus walking in the spirit, which is walking in the new covenant. You now have the complete picture. There is the law of Moses, which is the works of the flesh, versus the law of Christ, the contrast to Moses, which is life in the Spirit. Either way, I think we're correct in saying that Paul viewed them as frameworks, which is what law is. If you set up a society and you develop a system of laws by which citizens have their liberty defined and the laws keep them from injuring both themselves and their neighbor, that's really the best purpose of law in society, to keep us from injuring one another. Those laws make up the framework of that society. The Mosaic law made up the framework of an old covenant system. And in that old covenant system, man was rewarded based upon his performance. Therefore, man began to see the law as the stepping stone to righteousness. Paul says in Romans that they messed up. They shouldn't have viewed the law that way, but they did. And thus they become a slave to it, and thus they were unable to keep it. But there's another set of laws, another framework. We rarely call it a law in the New Covenant Church. We rarely say we have the law of Christ, but I don't think Paul had a problem with that. In fact, he introduces it here. And our framework under the New Covenant is that Christ is the centerpiece, not a system of our performances. Therefore, when the new covenant strays away from its central figurehead, Christ, it loses its appeal and it loses its effectiveness. And it very quickly, and this is what happens in a lot of places we often call mixture churches, what happens is as the message drifts from what Christ has done as the centerpiece of the message, it will inevitably fill that vacuum with someone else's performance. And who do you think that someone else will be? Well, before long, where the sermons and songs and topics drift from Christ, they'll drift into us. And then it'll become about how you live and how you perform and what you do. And all of these things will begin to define our right standing and thus move away from what is the real law of Christ. So Paul says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. James says it this way. Look at James chapter 2, verse 8. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. The Greek word there for royal is the word for kingdom. So what James is saying is if you fulfill the kingdom law, you'll love your neighbor as yourself. So the law of the kingdom of God, and we're not talking about the Old Testament Mosaic Sinaitic law, but the kingdom law, aka the royal law, aka the law of Christ, is to love your neighbor. And that's why Paul in Galatians 6:2 says, if you bear one another's burdens, you're fulfilling the law of Christ. So the old covenant focuses on your performance in front of God. The new covenant focuses on Christ's performance in front of God and what that does to help you love your neighbor. And so there is an outward extension in the new covenant. It is not all inward. It starts inward, but the kingdom spreads outward. That's why Jesus said it's like the woman that puts leaven in three measures of meal and the whole lump rises. Why? Because the kingdom is always rising. The kingdom is always spreading. So when the law of Christ becomes real and effective in your heart, it will affect your neighbor and thus you will fulfill the law of Christ. We'll move on to verse 3 tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.